You said we're an elite defense. Immediately my mentions went brrr with listeners. Explain why you're still an elite defense.
Honestly, that's just our mindset. We feel like, you know, we're the best. And so for us, it's about us just living it and being about it, you know. And so our team needs us right now to be that elite defense that we know we're capable of, and that we did last year. And so that's what it's going, you know, to take for us to be able to make this run, is for us to play at a high level, carry this team, do our job, and that's it. So I believe we're the best because of the players we have, the character guys that we have, and led by Jim Schwartz. We're going to get it done.
Well, do you think, because it's year two of the system, so there's always a chess match in the NFL where, you know, like, for instance, Jim Schwartz had been at times considered the Shanahan killer in some of the things that he would show defensively. There's always going to be that joust, that cat and mouse game. Do you think teams now, they have film on you guys from last year, and are you seeing different looks that you might not have seen maybe last year because they are making sure to show different things?
No, honestly, I don't think so at all. I think a lot of what's going on is us, you know, and it's us not, again, you know, doing the basics correctly or just consistently. And I think we just need consistent ball, you know, from all levels of our defense, and again for an entire game. And let's see, you know, what that looks like. So that is our focus, is playing consistent ball, high effort, and then doing it for all of 60 minutes or whatever, or however long it takes, you know, to get the win.
How many players only meetings have you been a part of?
I mean, I've been a part of a few throughout my 13 years.
Have there been wild players only meetings?
No, I think every players only meeting that I've had has been very just constructive and positive, and trying to figure out, okay, understanding where we are and how do we get things back on track. And I think I've always left out of those meetings feeling positive about what was said, because, you know, what tends to happen is there are a lot of, like, you know, small conversations that go on, you know, within the locker room. And, you know, at a point in time, you just need to all come together to, like, all right, let's just voice, like, how we feel. And how do we get ourselves out of this tough situation that we're in? And, like, let's get the coaches out. Let's get front office out. Let's get the trainers, whomever else. It's just us, because at the end of the day, every Sunday, it's just us. And let's get to the bottom of it. So we had one of those last week, and I thought it was a great meeting, to be honest with you. Now, no, we didn't get the results that we wanted this Sunday. Not at all. Not close. But that doesn't discourage me. That doesn't, you know, leave me in doubt that the things that we said in that meeting, you know, are no longer possible. And I think on a positive note, right? You know, it's unfortunate that our record stands the way it does. Everybody's going in panic mode outside of the building, I would say. But what we have to realize is, you know, we've lost to a lot of NFC opponents, and you don't want to lose any games, but there's a large portion of our schedule that is ahead, that we're going to play the AFC. We're playing our division and we're playing AFC opponents. So those are the games that matter the most. Right now we're 1-1 in AFC. And so with that, You know that Dumb and Dumber. So you're telling me there's a chance, and like it is.
We ran a guy off the show for saying that earlier on the phone.
But that's the truth. You know what I'm saying? That's the honest truth. And that is what you have to, that is what's going to bring you, you know, continue to bring you to work every single day, is that, dog, no matter what, like, yeah, we're 1-4. It's not the best start. Everybody thought we would be 5-0, whatever it might be, but that's not it. Let's go ahead and focus on taking this one game at a time, but knowing there is an AFC stretch ahead of us, and we have to be playing our best at that time. Show up, show out, and get a win.
Can you tell us who called and who spoke at the players only meeting?
Yeah.
Who led?
It was a lot of us that spoke. You know, I spoke. A lot of leaders on the team had a lot of great things to say.
Is that something, because you said last week, Ronnie McLeod in studio with us, you said last week that this is on us. This is on us. This isn't a coach's thing. Mm-hmm. This is on us. We have the talent in that building to be able to pull this off.
Yeah.
So that doesn't surprise us entirely that you had a players-only meeting. I think what may have surprised some people was that it was this early in the season, that you guys felt the urgency to get everybody together and get in that right headspace.
Yeah, I mean, because you can't waste games, and you know we put ourselves in a tough situation where, you know, there are a few games that we should have won, and we feel as though like the urgency from everyone needs to rise, and again, we just want to make sure that, look, we're all together, we're on one accord, and you know, we need to get things, you know, in order and for us to win these games.
Right, obviously, you have matched up with different types of quarterbacks throughout the year already. There's always going to be these different kinds of challenges from the QB position. You go from a dynamic rookie who is, I mean, he's just been incredible. He's got some of the best numbers in the league, and now you're getting ready for the Eagles and Jalen Hurts. What are the challenges? Because they've been a different team this year. They're getting guys healthier, but even the push play that they like to resort to, that hasn't been working nearly mm-hmm. as much. You certainly have ears on the ground there, because that's a place you know very well. So what are some of those challenges this week?
Yeah, I think starting with the quarterback, another dual threat QB, you know, somebody that can, you know, we know his arm talent, likes to throw the ball outside, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. You know, we talked about explosives earlier, and that will be a key to the game, is eliminating those explosives and making them drive the field. And then, you know, you have to prepare for the off-schedule throws. His ability to escape pressure, pick up a first down, you know, through his legs, whether it's a scramble or whether it was an intentional run called. So that adds an extra layer of preparation and focus that we have to tap into. But then, you know, what stands out to me the most is, you know, the addition to, you know, 26, adding Saquon Barkley to that mix, and knowing, you know, how dynamic of a runner he is on the ground, paired with that offensive line, you know, that's going to be a huge emphasis for us, is stopping the run. You know, I know they're looking at tape over the past few weeks and figuring out, okay, how can we replicate some of these runs? So, you know, we got to make sure we check our mail, make sure that, you know, we dominate up front, we tackle well on a perimeter, and then, you know, more than anything, man, like, 11 hats to the ball. You know, that's what it's going to take with a runner like Saquon. You know, he has the ability sometimes to make the first guy miss, but the second, third guy, you know, has to be there, you know, to protect their brother. So those are some immediate challenges. This, you know, their skill group is elite. Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, great tandem. And you paired them with Goddard in the middle. So it's a good offensive group that we're going up against, knowing that they haven't had the season either that they, you know, thought in these first four games. So they're coming off a bye week fresh. They're going to be ready to go. And, you know, we got to go in there and take care of business.
Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown coming back. You know, you speak about it a little bit. It looks like they're going to be coming back. What's that change for your guys in the secondary?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Still going to go man?
We don't fear anybody. If that is the game plan that Jim and the rest of the staff believes is what's going to help us win, then that's what we'll do at the end of the day. But teams know our identity. We primarily are a man team. So I wouldn't expect anything less. But again, you know, we'll see what the game plan is. Starting up tomorrow.
So for the rest of this week, like you come out of the players only meeting, doesn't go your way on Sunday. Yeah, what did you guys say to each other yesterday? What was said yesterday to get ready for this week?
Man, I think to me, how I look at everything, right, is you have to look at, did you put yourself in the best position possible on Sunday? And that means, what did you do Monday through Saturday in order to feel confident, prepared, and everything in order for you to go out and win? And like, what tends to happen is the work that you put in throughout that week, it doesn't always amount to a win. That's just the truth. But the great ones are going to do it no matter what, no matter when, lose, draw. I'm going to come back and I'm going to have the same routine. I'm going to put forth the same amount of effort, amount of work, amount of preparation, focus, like everything that is required to put myself in the best position to win, I'm going to do. And so for us, that starts today in our preparation, film study, everything that we do on our own till tomorrow when we come in the building and we are together as a collective and we know the game plan and we start working towards how do we go into Philly and walk out, you know, a winner. Mm.
Now, I know a lot of fans, and I've been like this before, when the Browns lose, sometimes I tap out for the weekend, the NFL. Are you watching, like last night, are you paying attention to Monday night? Does it matter, win or lose, how you are consuming the rest of your league that you're in?
Yeah, sometimes I have the same feeling. You know, I'm tired of ball. Can't watch it, like, honestly. But last night, I turned on the TV, and, you know, my wife and I, you know, watched it together for a little bit. Then we were kind of in and out, but saw a majority of the game. But, yeah, I had that same feeling. Like, some weeks, I'm like, I can't look at the highlights. I can't look at Sunday night, Monday night. I'm just going to turn on a TV show and just clear my mind of ball for a little bit to reset.
What TV shows are you watching?
Oh, man, So recently I was just watching a old classic, The Wire. I turned that back on. So I just finished that like 2 weeks ago.
Which season's your favorite?
I feel like season 1 and 3. Yeah. Season 1 and 3.
He didn't like The Longshoremen either. He didn't want to go that way.
Season 1 and 3. You know, of course, I was hurt when, you know, some of your famous characters are you know, now off the show. But yeah, that Power. I was watching a show on Hulu, Reasonable Doubt. Kind of we all over the place. We watch a little bit of everything.
You have problems finding things to watch with your wife, or is that easy?
Nah, it's fairly easy.
It's fairly easy.
Yeah,
it's a half hour for us every night to decide, and then sometimes we give up and we're mad at each other because we couldn't come up with something.
What they have is a solid marriage.
Right.
Yeah. And you need to know.
You got to do a lot of things together with your wife. I've heard that that's how you last.